This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Peter Ferrara, General Counsel for the American Civil Rights Union. We want to get his thoughts today on a recent column that he wrote focusing on the issues of Medicare and Social Security, particularly how they're being described on the campaign trail and more specifically how some candidates are using them as an issue to demagogue their opponent as to being way too extreme and threatening those benefits for seniors down the road. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
You talk in the article about specifically the Pennsylvania race as well as the Nevada race and how the Democrats in both of those races, Harry Reid in Nevada, Joe Sestak in Pennsylvania, are trying to put voters on notice as to Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania and Sharon Angle in Nevada being ready to threaten or even get rid of Social Security and Medicare. Explain, after all that we've seen in terms of the debate over Medicare and the health care debate and so on, why this still seems to resonate.
Well, in Nevada, you have Harry Reid spending millions of dollars in special interest money on ads that are accusing Sharon Angle of wanting to do to Medicare what Harry Reid has already done in Obamacare. Obamacare eviscerates Medicare. I had the occasion to go through the annual report of the Medicare Board of Trustees to document exactly how severe the cuts are to Medicare under Obamacare. And even I was shocked when I added up the numbers in the actual year-by-year supplemental tables that they're issued with those reports. In the first 20 years of full implementation of Obamacare, Medicare is cut by nearly $5 trillion. These are cuts in the payments to doctors and hospitals that provide medical care to seniors. And how do they think that seniors are going to get their Medicare care when the government is not going to pay the doctors and hospitals? Suppose the government said, well, we're going to save money in national defense by not paying the people who make the Navy's ships and the Air Force's planes and the artillery for the Army. How long do you think the national defense would last if we did that? That's how long Medicare is going to last under these extreme cuts that they already adopted under these programs. Reid is accusing Sharon Angle of wanting to do what he's already done in Medicare, and this is what seniors need to know. Then on Social Security, you know, what all the candidates talking about personal accounts are talking about is a choice for younger workers has nothing to do with today's seniors. There's no proposal involving personal accounts that would change anything for senior citizens today. And even for younger workers, it's just a choice. So when they say, Pat Toomey wants to gamble your money, your Social Security money in the stock market, that's just complete nonsense and ignorant and dishonest. Not only does none of these proposals affect senior citizens today, not only would this just be a choice for younger workers, but even the younger workers themselves, they're the ones who would decide whether anything is invested in the stock market at all. It wouldn't be up to Pat Toomey or Sharon Angle or anybody else. So these are examples of severe demagoguery and abuse of the democratic system. And the consistent strategy of the Democrats seems to be to try to put together a coalition of what they think is the dumbest 51% of voters so that they can win the election by taking advantage of what the voters don't know and deliberately misinforming them and misleading them. And what voters have to ask themselves is, do they want to be part of that dumbest 51% coalition that the Democrats are trying to put together?
Peter, it's obvious if you talk to people on any side of the aisle and even most recipients of these entitlements that the current system can't be sustained, as you just mentioned. It's just going to run out of time and going to run out of money. Yet seemingly any type of discussion of specifics on how to reform them are immediately met with resistance. Clearly, you have the talking points coming from the other side. But even when President Bush introduced some of his Social Security reform ideas and now what these candidates are talking about, they're clearly apprehensive about this. How do we get past that, whether it's in a midterm campaign season or just dealing with the issue?
It's up to the voters. The voters have to get past that because the voters can't allow themselves to be misled and manipulated. But what's going to happen to our country? Sharon Angle did a very good job in the debate where she picked up on exactly the point you're raising, where she said, man up, Harry Reid. You're going to have to recognize that we do have a problem with Social Security. She is taking the most grown-up position of all on the issue. And so the voters have to pay attention to what's going on, inform themselves, and not allow themselves to be misled and manipulated by crass demagogues who are abusing the democratic system.
Peter, obviously this issue comes up every 2 years. It's certainly nothing new. But given the way that older Americans have reacted specifically to the health care debate, but some other events here in Washington over the past couple of years as well, do you sense that the reason we're seeing so much rhetoric on this is because Democrats fear losing a much bigger chunk of a voting bloc that tends to turn out in pretty big numbers?
Democrats are starting to see that the voters are paying attention, and the voters are and the word is coming through, and they are understanding what's going on. But you're right that this is a very old ploy. You may remember back in 1984 where Ronald Reagan made this point. He got up and he said, you know, all those years I was running for president, the Democrats said, don't vote for Ronald Reagan. He's going to take away your Social Security check. And now he said, this was 1984, I've been president for 4 years. And you notice those Social Security checks have still been coming every month, all of those 4 years. And so it goes back as far as that, this crass demagoguery. And it really doesn't belong as part of our democratic system. But the only way it's going to stop is if the voters put a stop to it and vote out the people who are engaging in this kind of dishonest manipulation.
Of course, having discussions about the facts as well as the accusations is important as well. And for that reason, we thank you very much, Peter, for your time today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Peter Ferraro, General Counsel for the American Civil Rights Union. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.